Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose, and I am having myself a ball living for the Lord, and I thank God for that on today. I thank Him for it. I'm a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. And I thank God for that. I practice a God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. Oh, I've had some. Have you ever thought about that? That as you begin to practice living God's word, that those bad habits, they'll disappear. Yes, they will. They won't be there anymore. So practicing living God's word. He said, be a doer of His word and not a hearer only. So praise God. There are benefits. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are benefits. Thank you, God, from serving the Lord. And one being receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, a comforter, a leader, a guide, a director. When to do, what to do. How to do it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. A benefit of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm going to have to talk about that at some point. Benefit of the Holy Ghost. So I thank and I praise God for being here with you on today. Thank God that you are here and that you are listening in and that you are being encouraged, because that's what it's all about. The Lord told me who I am. I'm a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. Thank you, Lord. So today, this encouragement is servicing the soul. So if you want your soul serviced on today, for God has anointed me to share the good news about Him with you on today. And the good news that we're sharing on today is you ain't seen nothing yet. Woo-hoo-hoo. And I know, don't mess with me about my ain't, because you ain't. I didn't want to say you haven't, but you ain't seen nothing yet, because my God, He is so remarkable. Thank you, Lord. Eyes haven't seen and ears have not heard all of the good things that the Lord has in store for us. Oh, praise God. Let's just have a word of prayer, and then we go right on in to what we're talking about today. You ain't seen nothing yet. Father, we thank You, and we magnify You for who You are, God, and all that You've done and what You're going to do, God. Forgive us of our sins, God, of our slothfulness, God, our laziness, God. Thank You, Lord. Lord Jesus. Forgive us today that we've not done the things that you've given us on your program today, God. And we thank you for it right now. I ask that you would go in the hospitals, the nursing homes, into the homes of your people. Visit them there, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver, and set free. We are the redeemed, and we say so, God. Thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name, you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, that you would direct us. And we do, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you, Lord. And I'm talking from Ephesians 3:20 on today. And it's talking about now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we could think or ask. Ooh, ooh. Now you got to know that there's somebody that know our thinking, that know our minds, that they will do exceedingly, exceed that, exceed what we think or what we ask. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It said, and you know what, I read it in a different version, and it was saying that that because we honor God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that blessings would chase us down and overtake us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. And that we would be in the right place at the right time. Thank you, God. God's favor, God's favor, God's favor in our lives. And I read this article by Clark. But I wanted to share it, Adam Clark. And I wanted to share it with you. And it was saying that all that we ask or think, we can ask every good of which we have heard, every good which God has promised in his word. And we can think of or imagine goods and blessings beyond all that we have either read or seen. Yea, we can imagine good things to which it is impossible for us to give a name. We can go beyond the limits of all human description. We can imagine more than ever God has specified in his word and can feel no bounds to our imagination of good, but impossibility and eternity. And after all, God is able to do more for us than we can ask or think. And his ability here is so necessarily connected with his willingness that the one indisputable implies the other. For, or what consequent would it be for, would it be to tell the church of God that he had power to do so and so, if there were not implied an assurance that we will do what his power can and what the soul of man needs to have done to the power that worketh in us all that we can do and all that he has promised to do will be done according to what he has done by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone which worketh strongly in us acts with energy in our hearts, expelling evil, purifying and refining the affection of desires and implanting good. Nobody but a mighty God. Nobody but a God to do exceedingly and abundantly. Just think about it in your mind for a minute. Just think a minute in your mind of what you can you imagine. Oh my God, what you would have, what you want to have, and then to watch God bring it to pass. I have some desires in my heart, and I am watching God. I'm watching God bring them to pass. Yes, I am. Nobody but him. Nobody but God. And I thank him, and I magnify him for that. And I will share this with you, and just believe for yourself. One day I was sitting at work, and I was telling God that how much you said that if my ways please you, that you would give me my heart's desire. And God asked me, where is your desire list? I say, what, Lord? He said, where is your desire list? He said, just like you put your grocery list upon the refrigerator, he said, I want you to put your desire list up on the refrigerator. And as I grant your desires, I want you to check them off, just like we do the grocery list. When we have gotten the things that we needed, then we just check it off of our list. Well, the same thing with that desire list that God gave me. I am checking off things, thank you, Lord Jesus, that God has granted. And I thank him for it on today. One of my desires was to have my doctorate degree. I can check that off of my list. Another thing was to have my board certified as a hospital chaplain. Well, I want you to know the Lord has brought that to me, and I'm now working on it. I am a chaplain. God has blessed that. I can check my list. And so I'm looking forward to checking off my list the board certified chaplain in a few days. And I magnify God for it right now, because can't nobody do us like Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet if you can only believe and stand on the promises of God. Stand on those promises and watch God bring them to pass. The Greyhound bus driver says, ride and leave the driving to us. So we praise God on today. We praise God for the broadcast. God gave this. I didn't know how to do this. It is amazing to me that when we just step out in the water, get off the shore and step out in Jesus. Woo! Just step out in it. Thank you, Lord, and watch God work. You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's got to get beyond the yet. And God can take you beyond. He can take us. He can take us beyond the yet. And that's what we're praising and magnifying and believing God for on today. He's just that kind of a God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's just that kind of a God. We serve a mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, we do. So, if you have a prayer request, go to my webpage, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and leave it. And if you want a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage the people on your program, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes. And if you would like to be a guest on my show, let me know. Email me on my website. And our prayer today is, thank you, Lord, all that you are and all that I and you hope to be in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I am so glad that you joined me on today. Continue to go out on my website and check out the messages that the Lord has given. And be encouraged. Encourage yourself. David did it. He had to encourage himself. So we praise God just for that. Thank him for the courage. Thank him for his mercy and his grace. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, join me. Tisdale Green. Bye-bye now.